Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is hour number two of The Rob Carson Show, and we've got a lot to get to, including President Derpity-Doo back on the campaign trail yesterday, and, of course, looking like a complete fool because, you know, he has dementia. There's no debate about it anymore. He has dementia. Duh. Not fooling anybody by saying that Joe Biden doesn't have dementia. Do not fool anybody by saying Joe Biden isn't corrupt. You're not fooling anybody by saying the economy is great. Everybody gets it, so just knock it off and take your licking. That's what that's what Joe Biden always says. But, you know, I was thinking about this because a lot of times when you suffer, as so many people are suffering, a lot of people suffering in our country. And I remember it was over a year ago. My family and I, we went on to a little trip. Right? It was the first time that we had a vacation. I had had a vacation probably about 10 years. And we had to, we were going to go down to the Panhandle, Florida. And we drove, which, dear God, never again. Anyway, there was a lot of detours and whatnot, summer road construction. So we had to go through small towns, two-lane highways, a good share of it, you know. And while it's not very fun when you're riding with two adult children in the back, driving on two-lane roads through Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, all right? And we were driving along these roads, and this is 2 years ago. And you know, every town has a small, every small town has a Dollar General. Because that's where people are shopping. It's the biggest retail sector right now is Dollar General. Because people are suffering right now. They go to Dollar General. A lot of people go to Dollar General buying their groceries. Not just like, oh, hey, look at all the cool stuff they have. They're clearing out like refrigerator magnets and gift wrapping paper and all that and spatulas. No. It's like groceries. Groceries. That's where people are going. And I noticed this, and I would see people walking along the side of the road with Dollar General bags in their hands, and then you'd drive by, you see a trailer that's overgrown with brush, you'd think nobody lives there, and out in front of it is a car with the window knocked out, it's taped over, and Bill Maher doesn't know those people exist. I do. Those are my peeps. Those are my peeps, man. That's how I was raised. We didn't live in a trailer. I mean, well, we had a trailer on our property my sister lived in. With my stepbrother. I know, it's, yeah, well, yeah, that's my upbringing. But they're my peeps, man, and so when you're suffering, you kind of hope that maybe there's going to be a better day, right? You know, maybe hope that the people who are perpetrating all of this on us are going to pay for it. And Johnny Cash did a song a few years ago, and it was a remake. It's called Run On, right? And they said God's got to cut it down. That's what they call it. The song is originally called Run On. And here's a little bit of it. Listen to it.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Now, I want you to think of Letitia James. I want you to think of Joe Biden. I want you to think of Hunter Biden. I want you to think of Alvin Bragg and Jack Smith. And all of these people who are perpetrating the persecution of Donald Trump when you're talking about who they're targeting in this song.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Sounds kind of like retribution, doesn't it?
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Joe Biden.
Go and tell that midnight rider.
Hunter Biden.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Yeah, it's a great song. I liked Elvis Presley's version better. One of my favorite songs of my life.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Oh, well, well.
Tell that midnight rider.
Oh, well.
Tell the gambler, the rammer, the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dews.
Oh, I could play that all day. Ugh. It's such a good song. I just love that stuff, man. But, you know, you hope for the day that those who perpetrated all of this on us will, you know, face a reckoning. And we're hoping that it'll happen on this earth, you know, rather than just the afterlife. And Jim Gossett decided to put something together and kind of pose this with regard to the abject corruption of the federal government, which is very obvious, and the abject targeting of Donald Trump and his supporters. And he came up with this.
You harassed Trump for a long time, persecuted Trump for a long time, broke the law for a long time. Letitia James, you are going down. Jack and Barney, you are going down.
You gon' pay.
Go tell Alvin Bragg, he'll be waving a white flag. Tell the haters and the traitors, see you later. Tell them that soon they'll be going down. Tell them that soon they'll be going down. Garland and Chris Ray, you can bet one day your crimes will be exposed and you will have to pay. Sooner or later you are going down. Sooner or later you are going down. Fawny and Miss James, we're tired of your games. When Trump's elected, we'll expose you. We'll be naming names. Sooner or later you are going down. Sooner or later
nice.
You are going down.
That is nice. That's like, you know, I want people to pay for what they've done to us. I want people to pay for this transgender nonsense and the children who've been mutilated for life. I want that. That's already collapsing, by the way. I want people to pay for saying the absurdity of saying that a man can compete as a woman with women. I want people to pay for shutting down schools and businesses for COVID. It was nonsensical. I want people to pay for the nursing home deaths in New York City. I want retribution. Hell yeah, I want retribution. You know, I want us to be happy again, and I want the people who've made us miserable to pay for it. Is that too much to ask? I don't think it is. So, you know, in the meantime, every day I'm gonna expose it here, and I'm gonna make fun of those people. But you know, make no bones about it. I want people to be held responsible for all of the misery they've created and all the lies they've told and all the money they have stolen. Absolutely 100%. New poll of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza shows that 71% still approve of the terror attack by Hamas on October the 7th. Well, I guess we need to call a ceasefire and we need to create a two-state solution. No, you need to wipe Hamas off the face of the earth. There you go. And by the way, that is a result that is almost unchanged since the same poll was taken last year. Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research shows that 1,580 adults were polled in the West Bank and Gaza. And, about 71% compared to 72% in December 2023 say it was correct what Hamas did, raping and murdering its way across Israel, was perfectly fine. There you go. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. More than 90% of Palestinians believe that Hamas did not commit any atrocities against Israel civilians on October the 7th. One in five Palestinians has seen videos showing atrocities committed by Hamas. Only one-fifth of those who did not see the videos had access to such videos. Of course, they're being censored. But, you know, if you think that in any way, shape, or form that the people of the Palestinians want Israel to exist peacefully with Israel, you're out of your nut. Makes you kind of wonder why the United States government wants to depose Benjamin Netanyahu. Makes you kind of wonder why Joe Biden's freeing up $10 billion for Iran. Makes you kind of wonder, doesn't it? Makes you kind of wonder why the federal government is doing nothing about rampant anti-Semitism across the country, including a massive pro-Hamas rally in New York City that got violent last night. Yeah. If you are Jewish and you vote Democrat, you're an idiot. Pretty much, yeah. Joe Biden said something ridiculously racist. He is, he's pretty much a racist. I mean, come on. He says he was involved in the civil rights movement in Delaware. Sure, okay, whatever. He worked at a swimming pool where black kids went to swim when he was in high school. Anyway, he made a ridiculously racist comment about black families during a radio interview. He can't help it. You know why? because he's a racist. Yeah. So he was on this interview with the black host of Milwaukee, Michelle Bryant. And in one of the comments, he talks about black people and how they're so poor that they don't even have books in their house. And he doesn't even realize how racist it is.
I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out where...
No, that's my montage. Let me do the montage in a second here. Let's just listen to old Joe Biden, the racist.
For example, you know, how many black communities are in a situation where they come from a circumstance where they're in difficulty, where the families are in real trouble, where you have people who, you know, how many, even those families that are really poor don't have any books in the house. The kids don't hear a whole lot of conversation.
There you go. you black people are so poor, you don't even have books in your house, you know? Wasn't it George Washington Carver that was dirt poor, and he used to walk, you know, 10 miles to the library and go? But I think that was a story I heard when I was a kid. You know, if you want to have knowledge, you'll figure it out. You'll figure out a way. You'll find a way. But here's the montage of Joe Biden if you don't believe he's racist.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
You got the first sort of mainstream African American,
yeah,
who is articulate and bright and clean and nice-looking guy.
Biden recalling his early Senate career, bringing up two segregationist senators, Herman Talmadge and James Eastland, who called African Americans.
Yeah, and he also said that black people are so, I don't know, either stupid or whatever, that they can't get IDs, even though every black person who's listening to this show right now has an ID. It's the, what is it, my friend Chris Plank, the bigotry of low expectations. And isn't it time that you started having high expectations? Wouldn't you say? Yeah, that's Joe Biden. Hey, let's talk about the economy. This is my new economy theme song because so many people are having to shop at Dollar General for their groceries.
We're eating pickles from the dollar store. Hot buckets from the Dollar General. Beans expired yesterday.
Yee-haw.
We're eating pickles from the dollar store. Hot buckets from the Dollar General. Beans expired yesterday.
Now, in the middle there, it said Hot Pockets from the Dollar General. In case you wanted to know, it's right there in the middle of it. Ken, my producer, did that. Bill Maher is an elitist. And Bill Maher is like, D.C. Libs, deep staters and whatnot. They have no clue what's going on with you and me. They have no clue about people who are suffering. They don't. They go to Whole Foods, which I call Whole Paycheck. Nobody goes to me. Nobody shops for their groceries at Whole Foods. You go there and you get specialty stuff. You maybe, you know, want some cheese for a party or whatever. Nobody goes to Whole Foods and pays $25 for salmon you can get at Walmart for $8 a pound. Unless you got lots of money and you're completely clueless. And that's Bill Maher. Bill Maher, he was partying 30 years at the Playboy Mansion. He has no connection to people. And he's saying that you need to stop bitching about the economy because it's actually great. Listen to Bill Maher. And when you think of Bill Maher, think of Nancy Pelosi, think of Chuck Schumer, think of all of the elites in Hollywood, because this is what they think of you.
Why are Biden's approval ratings so low when things are generally pretty good? Now, of course, there are problems. America's a big place, but wages are rising. Unemployment is negligible. The stock market is...
That's because so many people have come out of retirement. It's gone up 400% this year alone, and people are working two and three jobs.
Soaring. We somehow brushed off both the Trump presidency and the pandemic. Yes, inflation persists for a lot of things.
Black unemployment was the lowest of all time under the Trump presidency, and there were more women in the workforce.
But, you know, an actual good, nice-sized TV now costs $60. Who gets credit for that?
Innovation. They did the same thing with microwaves, and it wasn't because that Joe Biden was a president.
Got next-day shipping, stuffed crust pizza, legal weed, GPS, and porn on the phone.
Wow, that's how out of touch he is. Now, on the other side of this, a business owner who owns a restaurant who was questioned as to why he charges $16 for a BLT. When you hear his response, you'll understand what I'm talking about. That's coming up, and this is the Rob Carson Show.
It's time to make common sense common again. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Who gets credit for that? We've got next day shipping, stuffed crust pizza, legal weed, GPS, and porn on the phone.
Yeah, that's Joe Biden's bellwether of a good economy and Joe Biden's success. Meanwhile, you have $100 in your account until payday, and a payday is 5 days away. Yeah. I saw this yesterday on the social media, this on TikTok, from a guy who says, I have a PhD. And he's talking about a restaurant owner and why, and this is the restaurant owner, why a BLT at his restaurant costs $16. Listen.
You want to know why your sandwich costs so much at the local restaurant? My friend Dan sent me a text the other day. He was at one of my restaurants. He said, Brian, I just ordered a BLT at $16. You realize it's just bread, bacon, lettuce, and tomato. I said, yeah, Dan, but let me give you some restaurant perspective. In today's economy, my rent is $20,000 a month. My utilities are $6,000 a month. And my labor is currently running about $60,000 a month. That's at 28%. So I'm in for $86,000 a month before I sell a single sandwich. At a 32% food cost, I have about $11 profit in that sandwich. That means I have to sell 93,800 sandwiches a year,
yeah,
or 257 a day.
Wow.
Just to break even and make no money.
Huh.
$1.5 million in revenue, and I don't make a dime. That's why your sandwich costs so much. That's a reflection on our economy.
Well, there you go, kids. And Bernie Sanders, you know what he wants to do? He wants to give you a 32-hour work week for the same money. That's how out of touch these B-words are in Washington, D.C. Not only do they shut down your business, destroy your lives, destroy your children's lives with COVID bullcrap, enrich their friends, $500 billion of COVID money gone into the ether, gone fraudulently, $500 billion, world's largest crime, syndicated crime family, history of the world, United States government. That's what it is. So there you go. If you wonder why your sandwich costs $16, you wonder why a number one meal at McDonald's is $12, and to feed your family at McDonald's is $50 now. You can blame that on old Joe Biden. This is pretty fun. I got to share this. Riley Gaines was on with a guy named James Barr, who's a little fop, talking on Piers Morgan's show about why James Barr says that men should be able to compete with women. They ought to get rid of men's and women's divisions at the Olympics. I know, it's stupid. Listen to Riley Gaines and Piers Morgan respond to this idiot.
Riley, I want to ask you a question, because a lot of this is to do with sport.
That's James Barr.
And how you feel it's unfair because you're up against people with
unfair.
A bigger body, right? So do you think it's
men.
Unfair that someone who's taller than you or has more strength than you can be in the same team? Is that the argument we're
a
making
man.
Here? Is that what's unfair,
I think
Riley?
It's to do with the chromosome.
The conclusion you're drawing, let's look at this for what it is.
Yep.
A man, on average, you take any sport. You take track and field, you take swimming. Yes. Swimming is the sport I played. Let's look at swimming. Across the field consistently, if you look at the world record against the men on the men's side versus
yes.
the world record on the women's side,
yes.
consistently that athletic performance gap is 10 to 12%.
Easy.
Someone being a few inches taller than me, it does not make up for that 10 to 12% performance gap. What we're talking about specifically here is beyond comparison to what the conclusion you're drawing right now.
The conclusion I'm drawing is that we should just
never
get rid of gender altogether.
Way.
Be clear, the Olympic Games, you'd have gender neutral.
Yes, it would. Because the only reason, Riley, surely you agree, the only reason women's sport exists is because men were gatekeeping sport for so long and then finally said, you know what, fine, have your own.
You're saying that we should get rid of sporting categories altogether. Do you support the idea of eliminating the Paralympics versus the Olympics?
I think that's a really great question. And
oh, my God.
This is what I'm talking about when I say that the debate with these idiots is over. All right? We know the economy sucks. We know Joe Biden is corrupt. We know that men cannot compete with women on the same playing field by and large. The interesting thing about this, Riley Gaines, by the way, just qualified for the women's athletic swimming team. Okay, congratulations to her. Second of all, if you look at world's records like with shot put, men's and women's records are very similar. Did you know that? About the same distance. You want to know the difference? Men throw a 16-pound shot put. Women throw an 8-pound shot put. Do you get it now? Okay? Do you get it? I am going to talk about this Planet Fitness losing $400 million because they say it's okay for a man to stand in a locker room in a towel with a 12-year-old girl while he shaves his face. They've made a really big mistake, and they've been hit by a major asteroid. James Rosen from Newsmax, live from the White House. Next, don't go anywhere. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? There is nothing like a little AC/DC. If I'm not mistaken, James Rosen is a headbanger from way back, and he joins us on the North Lawn of the White House on the Newsmax Hotline. Hello, James Rosen. How are you, my friend?
Well, let's just say that I often feel like I'm banging my head against the wall in the White House press briefing room, but greetings to you from the North Lawn of the White House.
Now, why are you on the North Lawn instead of the South Lawn?
The North Lawn is where all the TV tents are set up.
Oh, that's right. I got you. Okay. Now, let me ask you. I haven't seen as much of you in the press briefings with Corinne Jean-Pierre lately. Is this because you're not making headlines? Is this because she's not calling on you? I haven't seen any back and forth lately. What's going on? How difficult is it to get a question in edgewise with her lately?
Well, the two scenarios you present is that I'm not making headlines there, although it's not my job to make headlines. It's my
yes.
job to elicit headlines.
Yes,
and the
yes.
scenario that I'm not being called on. These are not mutually exclusive, of course. These go hand in hand. And to the final question you posed of how difficult is it to get a question posed in the White House press briefings, for this reporter, it is at this point pretty well impossible.
Really?
Jean-Pierre has reached some determination. It's quite clear that, you know, she's going to endure the briefings through calling on others. And, you know, if I'm to make a contribution, it's usually now to be in the form of the art of interjection, which
yes.
I can do,
yes.
and which isn't always helpful to Ms. Jean-Pierre's messaging efforts. So perhaps she'll see the light and come around. But I suspect it's going to be this way for at least the remainder of this term.
Have you... I mean, obviously, with press secretaries, they are there to be a liaison, a mouthpiece, essentially, of the administration, obviously. But if you, does this seem more severe that she is more dodges questions from the media? It appears to be a little bit more regularly than others you have dealt with on Capitol Hill in the past?
Well, again, at the White House, looking back on the various press secretaries that I've had the privilege to interact with, I think Jean-Pierre stands out as somebody who, more often than any other press secretary in anyone's memory, requires the presence of a guest briefer to handle something like half the briefing for her. In the person of the retired Rear Admiral John Kirby, spokesman for the National Security
oh,
Council,
yes.
who effectively
oh, yes.
fields all of the national security and foreign policy questions so that Jean-Pierre doesn't have to. That alone is unique.
It's not very often you get an opening act at a press briefing. That's kind of interesting. You know, maybe, I wonder if it's out of the question for you to don a disguise. Maybe you could go in there and be Jenny Rosen one day, and then she might call on you. You know, maybe it's
that holds little appeal for me, Rob. I'm grateful that you think of me. But I am reminded of what the great reporter Matt Taibbi once did on the 2004 campaign trail when he was covering the contestants for the Democratic presidential nomination that year. It was an august group that included Joe Lieberman with his Joe Mentum and John Edwards, and of course John Kerry, who eventually secured the nomination, but so dispirited by the substanceless back and forth with the campaigns in his coverage of them was Matt Taibbi, that at a certain point he took acid and dressed up in a gorilla suit and covered the campaign that way. And that holds some appeal for me, Rob.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about Joe Biden on his campaign stops. Yesterday, he stopped by a Mexican restaurant where he drew a crowd of dozens. Doesn't appear to be attracting the same crowds that Donald Trump is. What is the messaging that you've seen from Joe Biden on his westward campaign and fundraising?
So the president will be back at the White House tonight following a 3-day trip to Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. He will have held by that point 5 campaign fundraisers over those 3 days and raked in something approaching $15 million, because we are told from the hosts of one of these events, Robert Budd, who is a noted trial lawyer, a Russell Budd, I should say, that just the fundraiser at his house raised something like $2.5
million. Wow.
And where Donald Trump likes to hold these large rallies, for President Biden, thus far, the campaign trail has consisted largely of the private homes of wealthy people as the setting for these campaign fundraisers. And at Mr. Budd's home in Dallas last night, President Biden uncorked a new messaging appeal. He noted that his once and current opponent, former President Trump, has begun reviving the old line that Ronald Reagan proffered so memorably at the 1980 presidential debate with incumbent President Jimmy Carter: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? It's a question that any incumbent had best be prepared to answer.
Yes.
And I'll be paraphrasing President Biden's remarks pretty closely from last night. He said, "Well, Donald, I am glad you asked that question, man." And then he conjured the scene of what it was like in America 4 years ago as COVID ravaged the country and morgues were being set up and nurses, the president said, were using garbage bags for protection and so on. The economy was shattered. And he argues that everything is different now, starting with the fact that Donald Trump is no longer president, and talking about record job creation and the usual things we hear about the economy. At a certain point as well, Mr. Biden claimed that Donald Trump didn't just bring chaos to the American people, he brought it to the border. So effectively trying to lay blame for the border crisis at the feet of his predecessor. And lastly, fascinating, Mr. Biden claimed, again falsely, to be ahead in the polls. He said, you probably are not reading about it, but there's 5 national polls where we're actually leading. But then he cast legitimacy, as he has done before, cast doubt on the legitimacy of modern polling, saying, I don't know that it matters because it's so hard to take polls these days.
Yeah.
So that's part of the messaging we're hearing from the president.
By the way, I just got an alert from the Biden administration. Do not call his travels trips anymore. Because, you know, he's wearing these new orthopedic shoes. They're called sojourns. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. Don't associate his name with a trip at all or tripping in any sort of way.
Yeah, don't have to forward that to me, Rob. Thank you.
Okay, well, James, I appreciate you joining me today. What else is on the agenda today at the White House? What are you working on, by the way?
Well, we're getting ready for a number of things, presidential travel overseas. But really, people are burrowing in and readying for this epic and much dreaded rematch in November between the contestants of 2020. It's interesting if you look, Rob, at 5 different states where Donald Trump won in 2016 but lost to Joe Biden in 2020. The margins of victory for Joe Biden in those 5 battleground states ranged from as little as 12,000 votes to about 150,000 votes. And in all of those 5 states, Donald Trump, we can say that the Trump-Pence ticket improved on its total vote numbers in each of those states over what they had done in 2016. So unless diminished enthusiasm for Joe Biden, which is a real problem for his campaign, serves to keep Democrats home and not voting, if we assume the same levels of participation on behalf of the Biden coalition, that would mean that in those five battleground states, the Trump ticket, Trump and TBD as his vice presidential running mate, will probably need to improve on the vote totals once again.
Also, do you, when you know, they're very, very cagey about the possibility of debate, and I know you are, you don't opine much, but do you see a debate happening between Donald Trump and Joe Biden? And I'll just say it, Joe Biden clearly does not appear to have the mental faculties to be able to deliver in such a debate. Do you suppose, what are the chances, you suppose, of a debate happening between the two of them?
I would have to put it at 50-50 at this point. You're right that the Biden campaign has not committed to debating whoever the GOP nominee will be. If there will be a debate, certainly Donald Trump will want to have one, more than one. He's already proposed several. But if there is no debate, I think it's also clear that the Biden-Harris ticket will pay a political price for that. The last time a sitting president refused to debate was 1980, but that was only because in the first of the debates held that year, the third-party candidate, John Anderson, was scheduled to be included, and President Carter refused to appear if Anderson appeared. And so that debate was held without the president, and then the second and final debate pitted President Carter against Governor Reagan, and that's where Ronald Reagan uttered that famous line, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?"
All right. Very good, my friend. A great way to wrap things up. Have a glorious week. Always great to have you on, and we'll have you on again soon, okay?
Thank you, Rob, as always.
All right. Remember, there's plenty of costume shops to get that gorilla suit in Washington, D.C. So talk to you later, man. I just love it. I love it. I always say, and if you haven't heard this, James Rosen is to me what a palace guard at Buckingham Palace is to an annoying American tourist. In case you didn't notice that is absolutely true. So one of the many things that the federal government lied to you about was the effectiveness of some drugs. Doctors literally were told that they could not offer their own protocols when it came to COVID. Isn't that weird how that happened? And some of the best doctors in the world, including Dr. Marty McCarry of Johns Hopkins, including Dr. Peter McAuliffe as well, were told that, they were taken down from social media. They were maligned. They were made to appear like they didn't know what they were talking about. And the opposite was true. We know that now. Because drugs like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine were distributed in places like Uttar Pradesh, the largest province of India, where it wiped out COVID. Yeah. And there's new proof now that people who were given hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, their battle with COVID was much shorter and much less severe. But you couldn't get the drugs. You couldn't get the drugs. Now, while we're waiting all of this to hit the fan, Dr. Peter McAuliffe came up with the wellness company. And you can get a wellness kit, an emergency wellness kit for your home with the drugs the government said you couldn't have. And you can have them in case your Dwayne Reed is robbed out of business. Or a supply chain happens, a supply chain crisis, because where do a lot of our pharmacologicals come from? China. China. Yeah. So, if you want to get an emergency medical kit, and I'm just going to tell you, you probably ought to think about it. You just need to go to twc.health. I'm sorry, twc.health/Carson. You can get amoxicillin. You can get Z-Pak. You can get ivermectin. You can get hydroxychloroquine. And you can have it in case there is a crisis. Then you'll also get an emergency medication guidebook written by the Chief Medical Board for safe use. There you go. So if you've got jumper cables for your car, if you've got extra water, if you've got extra food, then you might want to consider getting the emergency medical kit. And I would suggest you go to twc.health/Carson. That's twc.health/Carson. I have not dropped my Planet Fitness membership yet. And the reason being is my Planet Fitness is an individually owned and operated business. They had nothing to do with the jackass one in Alaska where this woman walked in and a man was, you know, doing it. Now, Planet Fitness Corporate apparently is backing the guy in the girl's locker room. So, you know, I'm still kind of debating what I should do. But Planet Fitness just lost $400 million off of its value in the 5 days after banning a member who exposed a trans woman shaving in the locker room. Shaving his face, by the way. Don't worry. Planet Fitness valuation plummeted $400 million in 5 days. It wouldn't have been so bad if Planet Fitness had said, yeah, you know what? We don't have guys in the locker room, and they can use the family one where they can go in by themselves. I've got another gym membership. They do that. But this is the woman, actually, the other day who literally, and this has been happening at YMCAs and other places around the country where men have been able to go in. And this, by the way, this is about grooming. This is about perverted individuals. And now they have literally a way. It used to be they stand outside the fence of the schoolyard. Remember the guy with the trench coat? Now the guy is in the locker room. And now we're so bleeped in the head about this nonsense that we're allowing sexual predators into locker rooms. And that's what it is. It ain't about, oh, I'm suddenly a woman. This guy was shaving his stinking face. Looked like a guy in the locker room. You know why? Because he was getting his rocks off. There you go. It's not about transgenderism. Dear God. Here's the woman who literally got removed from Planet Fitness for saying that a man should not be in the locker room in front of a 12-year-old girl getting naked.
Good day. I just wanted to say I just came out of Planet Fitness, and there is a man shaving in a women's bathroom. I realize he wants to be a woman. He gets to be a woman. I love him in Christ. He's a spiritual being having a human experience. He doesn't like his gender, so he wants to be a woman, but I'm not comfortable with him shaving in my bathroom.
No, and I am not either. Now, I remember when my daughter was little, I would take her to the swimming pool, and I would take her to the shower room, and I would keep her from being exposed to others in the shower room. And generally, we just go in, and there's this little co-ed thingy, this little private bathroom, and we change and all of that stuff. Now this, by the way, this woman is threatening a lawsuit against, there's another woman threatening a lawsuit against the YMCA. She's an 82-year-old woman. She had the same thing happen to her. And she's decided she's not going to take it. So she is demanding $350,000 for emotional distress caused by the accident. I think we've had enough of it. I think we've had enough. If this happened at my Planet Fitness, I'm going to tell you right now, I know that there are at least a half a dozen dads in that locker room who would go into the men's locker, the women's locker room. They would clear it out. They'd say, we're coming in, and they would haul that person out. And that's what ought to happen. Sorry, it's just the way it is. This is nonsense. We're capitulating to sex predators. Enough is enough. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Little Led Zeppelin. So this, according to Elon Musk, when he bought Twitter, listen to this. This is why the FBI needs to be completely dismantled and a lot of people fired. Elon Musk said in an interview this week that the FBI had a Twitter portal that deleted all communications after 2 weeks to hide its nefarious requests, the way FOIA requests would turn up nothing on their communications after 2 weeks. There was this FBI portal that auto-deleted all communications after 2 weeks, so we actually don't know what was said there. In fact, this strikes me as a FOIA violation. So the FBI was literally involved in telling Twitter what to take down, including Donald Trump, by the way. Get rid of his Twitter handle and all of the followers and whatnot. And then when Elon Musk took over, the FBI just deleted everything. Their portal to Twitter and everything in it. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Dr. Shiva Abadori, the man who invented email, had discovered Twitter's partner support portal. Dr. Shiva discovered that Twitter built a special portal offered to certain governmental entities so that government officials could flag and delete content they dislike for any reason, like Donald Trump's Twitter account. Yeah. Oh, hell yes. Dr. Shiva Abadori ran for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts after Republican made allegations of voter fraud on Twitter. That made him terribly unpopular. Then his tweets were deleted by the far-left tech giant. Later discovered that they were deleted at the direction of the government. Yeah, the government employees of the Massachusetts Secretary of State. That's how they did it, kids. Yeah, but you can't say that there's voter fraud. Oh, my God, there's a whole lot of voter fraud. In Nevada, they just found out a bunch of counties in Nevada have more people registered than there are voters eligible. Did you know that? Yeah, yeah. That's how they did it. I can say it now. I couldn't say it before. Because the federal government was involved in censoring what I said, taking down my Facebook page the day after the 2020 election, before I could say anything, before I could even suggest that I thought the vote was fraudulent. Because, you know, the battleground states stopped counting the votes on election night. And then the next morning, millions and millions of votes came in for Joe Biden. And there was videotape. And they said the reason why the vote in Atlanta was stopped because there was a sewer main break. But it didn't happen. And they rolled out boxes of ballots and ran them through several times. And I was told, you can't say anything about it. Isn't that crazy? Oh, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Pass the mashed potatoes. I was able to say it just now. Isn't that just crazy? I hope we're over this, but I know we got a long way to go. I will tell you that having Laura Trump as one of the co-chairs on the RNC is going to help a lot. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the wellness company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
This is the Rob Carson Show.
This is the Rob Carson Show. By the way, if you want to follow me on social media, I've got a lot of different social media, sites, as most do. Your Twitter, and I do pay for Twitter X because for the first time in a very long time, I can express myself freely on Twitter, and that's because of Elon Musk. And so I'm very glad to have the Twitter handle. It's at Rob Carson Show, by the way. Also, I'm on Getter, and I'm on Truth, and I'm on Instagram at Rob Carson Show. All of them at Rob Carson Show. Instagram's blowing up. My Instagram is blowing up. And I put short videos. I try to keep them under a minute and a half, all right? And I have a great guy who I'm working with who's helping me dress him up, make him look even better. I know, it's hard to believe that I could look any better, but he actually does. So anyway, just go to Rob Carson Show on all of those, will you? And my Rumble. I got a Rumble page. Rob Carson Show as well there. Look what's Twittering. Look what's trending on Twitter. Vacate. So apparently Speaker Johnson is getting ready to rubber stamp a spending bill, and this is what, about $1.5 trillion, and giving just a couple of days for people to read it. And it looks like we kind of got the same shenanigans going on with the spending bills in Congress that we have, except for now we're just doing incrementally. We don't just, just vote for a $7.5 trillion annual budget. We just every couple months kick the can down the road by giving the government whatever it needs for the next couple of months. And I just got to tell you, Mike Johnson, you better get it together. You better have a come to Jesus because you're going to be gone. You're going to be gone. I kind of like to fantasize, No, not that way. But, you know, like, okay, Joe Biden has committed, well, pretty much treasonous acts by opening up the southern border, by selling access to China. I mean, it's obvious if you look at what's going on with the United States and China and energy dependence and solar panels and, you know, open southern border and fentanyl poisonings without anything and then a spy balloon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of these things add up to Joe Biden's presidency being the quid pro quo. Now, I hope, and it should happen, that he is removed by hook or by crook. By hook meaning the 25th Amendment because his brain doesn't work and it's clear that he has dementia. Or by crook for what he's done. Yesterday we saw in the House, Tony Bobulinski being questioned about the corruption of Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden had the opportunity to show up, chose not to. And it's becoming very obvious. So I would like to see Joe Biden removed from office. We know that now the federal government is behind the open border. Okay, we know that Kamala Harris has been derelict in her supposed duties as the border czar. We know that the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, and others are paying billions of dollars to these NGOs in the Darien Gap to allow a stream of unvetted illegals to come in. We also know the federal government has flown in 350,000 unvetteds from their country of origin, will not tell us where they come from, will not explain if they've been vetted, and they haven't, by the way, and flown into 50 cities that they will not reveal. She should be impeached and removed from office for that. What does that leave us with? Speaker of the House. Wouldn't it be cool to see Donald Trump become the Speaker of the House? Wouldn't that be kind of fun? I heard the sound of a million little leftist voices screaming out, just like when Darth Vader or the Emperor destroyed Alderaan. Just like that. Sooner or later, going to cut them down. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up with these evil people in our federal government. This is kind of funny. Yesterday, I've been talking about John Kennedy lately. You know why? Because John Kennedy voted for the supposed border bill that was in the Senate that didn't have anything about the border in it. It just had us essentially making the border crisis permanent. So we've not been on speaking terms, Senator Kennedy and me. But yesterday, John Kennedy was questioning United States District Judge Nancy Maldonado of the Northern District of Illinois, and she struggled to respond when asked by John Kennedy of Louisiana to describe the term assault weapon. And the reason being is the Democrat Party has created this category of weapons they call assault weapons. And what those are is what they call weapons of war. All right? These are the M4s. These are the AR-15s, the Armalite rifle, that's what it stands for, not assault rifle. And they want to ban them because they know that they give the American people not a tactical advantage, but certainly something more readily able to defend themselves should the federal government turn its defenses against us, you know? And that's why the Second Amendment is there. The Second Amendment was created because armed citizenry, the militia, kicked England's ass. And we had to create a new government, and it meant that armed citizens should be able to defend themselves against a government that becomes violent against its people. Duh. It's not about turkey hunting, and it's not about target practice. And that's idiotic to even consider. But the Democrats have been saying assault weapon, assault weapon, assault weapon, assault weapon. And everybody's like, oh, my God, we got to get rid of assault weapons. Even though assault weapons don't cause the lion's share of the deaths in this country. But they want you to be defenseless. That's just the way it is. Don't believe me? Look at history. There you go. And so you got a lot of these idiots who wouldn't know how to handle a gun. They were willing to shoot their mouths off. See what I did there? Yeah, I know. I'm clever. then not know exactly what they're talking about. And I love it when they get called out. And then they should be embarrassed, but they don't have shame. So Maldonado has been nominated by Joe Biden for a seat on the United States Court of Appeals, Seventh Circuit, signed a brief defending an assault weapons ban. And Senator Kennedy decided to challenge her on it. And, of course, she had no good answer because she's an ignoramus.
You said, quote, assault weapons may be banned because they're extraordinarily dangerous and are not appropriate for legitimate self-defense purposes, close quote. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Just to clarify, there, I was local counsel.
But you wrote the brief. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Senator Kennedy, actually, I did not write the brief. The brief was written by...
you signed the brief, though, didn't
correct.
You?
Correct. Yeah. I signed the brief.
When you sign a brief, you're testifying to the court that everything in it is true, right?
Yes.
Well, there is that.
And I
so they're your words in terms of the court, right?
Well, you're correct.
Correct,
Senator Kennedy. Okay. I would never
Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
So I am not a gun expert. And at the time...
Then why did you sign the brief, you idiot?
I mean, that brief, I think, was about 10 years...
You were giving the court advice about, say, ban assault weapons. What is... You told the court you were an expert. Just tell me what you wanted to ban.
Senator, sitting here today, as I said, I did not write that brief. I was local counsel.
Sign the brief.
I understand. At the time
tell me what you wanted to ban. That's all I want to know, Judge.
I don't remember the exact definition of assault weapons in the ordinance that was at issue.
If you also ask every person on Capitol Hill who wants an assault weapons ban, they couldn't tell you either.
You submitted a brief to an appellate brief, you signed it, and you don't know what, and you said abolish assault weapons, and you don't know what you wanted them to abolish?
Senator, at the time that I signed the brief, I read the brief.
It's because the Democrats speak in bumper stickers. Everything that they say about a topic can be explained in a bumper sticker. And it's not any deeper than that, okay? For instance, you'll see a Prius, and there's the coexist bumper sticker on the back, all right? And you see coexist, and it's spelled out in religious symbols. And you think, oh, that's good, that's good. And then you realize that there's a good portion of one of those faiths that wants to kill all the other ones. And that's radical Islam. And when you bring that up to somebody who has a coexist bumper sticker, they'll shut you down. They'll filibuster you like AOC did yesterday on Capitol Hill. That's how deep it goes, you know. They'll say, farms, not arms. Oh, really? Okay, well, you need a military because the rest of the world has a military. That's why that stupid song, Give Peace a Chance, is the dumbest song ever, other than like, I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. Maybe even dumber. Give peace a chance. All we're saying is give peace a chance. Well, you can't give peace a chance in a world where China and Russia and Iran and North Korea all want to kill you and take your property. It's stupid. It's stupid. All right? And so when you say ban assault rifles, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just saying guns bad. And like with most leftists, you never regard history and what the great dictators of the past do. Disarm people, get rid of organized religion, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what we have here. So, you know, I'm glad she got questioned by John Kennedy there. Yeah, I'm glad. This is kind of interesting. Anti-Semitism has been ravaging university campus for a while. Doesn't help that the Democrat Party appears to be down with it. This is Chuck Schumer talking about Benjamin Netanyahu last week, who is literally leading Israel in an existential battle against Hamas September the 11th on October the 7th. Listen.
Do the things that must be done to break the cycle of violence, to preserve Israel's credibility on the world stage, and to work towards a two-state solution.
Now, there's not going to be no two-state solution because the Palestinians have been given the opportunity for a two-state solution, and they decided to bed down with Hamas. I just read you the poll. 71% of people, Palestinians in Gaza, still say that Hamas's attack on Israel on October the 7th is perfectly fine. Rape, murder, cutting babies out of wombs as their mothers died, killing the baby in front of her. I can go on and on. Not going to. I've got a stack of articles here that I could read. I choose not to on the radio. I save them in case I need to, but I don't read them. And so there's that. Sorry. Evacuate the innocent. Raise Gaza. Well, the U.S., and by the way, you know, we heard right after October the 7th, the Democrat Party, the radical left, literally forgot and dismissed Israel's second Holocaust in weeks. That happened to the first Holocaust. It took years, but they did it. They made up this story about a hospital bombing, and the left went with it. They went with it. They used it as a trigger to ignite AstroTurf protests around the country, and they've been happening all over the country, and it's gotten unbearable at Berkeley. I have some audio from Jewish kids, Jewish students, coming up next. That should shut down Berkeley. Berkeley should lose its charter for what is happening there. Then I've got some good news about Harvard. Harvard is suffering now. They had to close a major library. You can't wish for a library to be closed because there's books there. Oh, no, no. I want to see Harvard suffer. I don't care if they close the damn thing down. Doesn't matter to me at all. But that's coming up. Here's a number if you want to chime in. 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Your 100% safe and effective vaccine against the stupid is the Rob Carson Show.
CNN is urging Donald Trump to sell Mar-a-Lago to meet the bond so he can appeal an unfair decision by a crooked judge.
You need at least 30 days to get any of these properties sold. But the property that you alluded to, Mar-a-Lago, potentially, that could be something that could be sold quickly. I think the valuation is something in the hundreds.
I'm going to say this now, and I got a gigantic response on social media. If this is allowed to go forward and Donald Trump's properties are allowed to be confiscated by the government, boycott New York. Boycott and divest New York City. Boycott and divest New York State. Since you're so interested in the BDS movement about Israel, which went across American campuses, why the hell not? Honestly, boycott, divest New York City. If people in New York State are going to keep people like Letitia James in office and Alvin Bragg in office and put them in office and allow them to do this, which is unheard of in history, boycott, divest New York. That's it. I hate to do it. I really do. But if the New York State Bar won't do anything about it, and others in New York won't do something about this, screw them. The people in power are destroying New York City. Don't believe me? Wait till you hear the report from AOC's district. Boycott and divest. BDNYC. I put that online the other day. And you know what else I'd like to see? You shouldn't see this. Yeah, I should. Well, I'd like to see what the truckers did in Ottawa happen in New York, right there in front of Trump Tower. If they tried to take Trump Tower, 500,000 people right there, shut her down. Because this can't be allowed to stand. There you go. If you don't like it, I don't care. Really don't care. So anyway, the U.S. Committee on Education and Workforce announced Tuesday it had launched an inquiry into the University of Berkeley, California for anti-Semitism. There have been assaults on Jewish students, recent mob attack in which enraged students allegedly using anti-Semitic slurs pounded on glass doors to shut down an event. This is what Nazis do. This is what Nazis did. Yeah. So Jewish groups have sued Berkeley at its law school for anti-Semitism, including allowing student groups to exclude speakers who are pro-Israel, effectively banning Jews. Listen to this. Jewish students at Berkeley.
This main gate being blocked and Jewish students being harassed. If they wear Stars of David, like the one you have around your neck, or if they have Hebrew writing, or if they're wearing one of those dog tags, or if they have Flag of Israel, then they get stopped, they get blocked, they get their photo taken, they get harassed. Eventually they're let through, but you know, that breaks 17 university rules right there.
Berkeley's known for its anti-Semitism. Like, when I got in and I decided to go, like a lot of the questions were like, why are you going to Berkeley? Like, you're Jewish, like go somewhere else, go to whatever, UCLA, USC, you know.
I don't want to beat around the bush. This is the most anti-Semitic environment in the United States,
unbelievable.
Possibly west of Gaza. What we're seeing is bigotry masqueraded as progressivism.
Yes.
And that needs to be.
Well, I thought Trump and his supporters were white supremacists and anti-Semites. No, just the left.
Held to account.
This campus has always had the somewhat deserved reputation that it has, but it has gotten worse. You know, it does feel like we're here, we're fighting. It's a fight.
This is supposed to be like a public university. Everyone's supposed to be welcome. If I have, you know, 5 extra minutes, like, I'm going to go the long way to avoid seeing that gate.
As Jewish students on this campus, we have this whole other responsibility to fight for a space, literally, just to be Jewish on this campus.
It is unbelievable and unacceptable, wholly unacceptable in this country, that we have become Nazi Germany on America's campuses. Other universities, also Columbia University, Harvard University, University of Pennsylvania, that's where Joe Biden got all that money from the Chinese Communist Party. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, unbelievable. This has to stop. It has to stop. At Harvard, they are having to close a library, citing financial considerations. According to the Harvard Crimson, the university will close the John G. Wolbeck Library on Friday. The Harvard College Observatory and the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory collections are housed there because of financial reasons, because people are saying, you know, we're not going to have anything to do with it. And, you know, they made the fatal mistake of being anti-Semitic when some of their most successful alumni, the people who make the most money, just happen to be Jewish. I know, right? It's like, oh, yeah, okay, let's go ahead and be anti-Semitic when some of the biggest benefactors in the system just happen to be Jewish, and some of the most successful people in the country just happen to be Jewish. It's pretty remarkable, isn't it? Yeah. All right, so coming up, AOC's district has become a hellhole. And they're not happy about it. I'm going to share details on that. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey, it's Tony Marino, host of the wildly popular Newsmax Daily podcast, available for free along with Jerry Callahan, Rob Carson, and other great podcasts at newsmax.com/listen or wherever you get podcasts.
It is a Rob Carson Show, and we go to the phone lines. And by the way, some days we have more phone calls than other days, and sometimes I think the reason being is that you maybe just feel like, you know, what's being said is being said. Don't really need to add to it. Or maybe you're just so personally offended by it, you just don't want to call. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, Michael in Baltimore, how you doing, my friend? Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hello, Rob. Look, you and I are on the same page when it comes to impeach Joe Biden. Yes, yes, yes. But I think we might be moving too fast. Because once that devil is out, you got the new devil, her.
Yeah.
And like, if she had to choose, Bob, come on, tell us now. If she had to choose between two devils, which devil do you prefer, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris?
Well, Michael, I don't think it makes a difference, to be quite honest at all, because it's very clear that Joe Biden is not in charge of the country, and I don't believe that Kamala Harris would have any more control either. And Michael, I got to be honest, how much worse could it get? I mean, if you look at what's going on, what he's done to the country, what the people who are in charge are doing to this country, what else is going to happen? How's it going to get worse?
I stand corrected.
I'm just saying, what the hell? That's why I'd kind of like to see him impeached, her impeached, and then Republicans take over. You know, my fantasy would be that Mike Johnson gets removed and they just decide to make Donald Trump the speaker. Wouldn't that be funny?
Wow, yeah, man, yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking it might be better for after November election go for the impeachment, but you've opened my eyes.
Well, they ain't going to be the president after November, so you got to get it done right now.
Right. No. These people are too crooked. You know it.
Yeah, I know. But you know, I know. And I got to tell you, that's why we got to overwhelm them with joy and patriotism, my friend. We got to do it. We got to do it. Amen. Have a good one, my friend. I appreciate you listening. Let's go to Bob and Balmer. Bob and Balmer, what's going on?
Well, I'm listening to your show, Rob, and I wanted to put together two things that you mentioned in the last segment. Sure. One is our Second Amendment, which was really, as you mentioned, a device which would protect the people against an insidious government. They didn't want to repeat in our country an evil government what happened in England against them, and then certainly we saw in other nations in recent history, in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, what happened. So there is that point. And there's a second point, you were talking about immigration.
Yeah.
And I'm very worried. I don't like to have to say this, but with the numbers of men that are coming across of military age, that there could be, as they're being dispersed across the country and they're being given cell phones, they could be, and this is very ominous, a coordinated attack against our American society and against our institutions, our buildings, a terrorist attack spread across the country that would just ravage the nation. And remember, it took, I think, what, 19 people to bring the Twin Towers down in New York in September 2001. The same thing could happen here, Rob. I'm deeply afraid on a mass scale. Some people are saying, people in the know, it's not a matter of if, but when. So I think we have to be alert to this. I think it's very possible. Look what the Democrats allowed in the 2000 election.
Yeah.
With the COVID that preceded it. They used that. They manipulated that with the lockdowns for power. They made terrible restrictions that were exceedingly harmful. It's like President Trump at the time said the cure shouldn't be worse than the disease. Then they suppressed talk, any communication, especially on social media, from health experts that said there were other alternatives to these measures that the left and Dr. Fauci had for us. That ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine worked. Vitamin D3, all those things would have helped the disease, kept up our immune systems and our morale in the public morale in the face of that. So with what they did in the 2000 election, they then cleverly, to add, suppressed the vote, or distorted and corrupted the voting system with the mail-in voting.
Yep.
So when it comes to thinking of something such as a mass terrorist attack, and the Democrats, Biden and the Democrats, I think, Rob, would then use that to try and declare martial law and negate or suspend the 2004 elections. And remember what happened in the 2000 election and the COVID-related, I wouldn't put anything past them.
Well, I agree, Bob, and, you know, they're talking about a black swan event, you know, that could be a number of things. Hell, we might be knee-deep in it for all I know, Bob, and yes, the number one thing you can do is be prepared. Is just having a gun going to do it? No. Is having some extra food in the garage going to be enough? No. We have to be alert to it. We have to know when it's going on, and that's the most important thing.
We have to arm ourselves as part of it, as a deterrent.
Of course we do, 100%, and there's nothing paranoid about that. That's what the Second Amendment is there for. It is not there for turkey hunting. It is not there for target practice. It is there to protect us from a government that is overzealous. And clearly, that has happened, Bob. You're not saying anything that's out of bounds there. You know, I'm not scared. We don't have time to be scared, Bob. You know that. We don't have time to be scared. We can only be resolved. We can only be alert. We can only be focused as the founders. That's what I say. And whatever you need to do to prepare is what you got to do. But clearly, the open border and the failure to acknowledge it and the failure to answer questions as to why it's happening, and it should be exposed. We should know. We are citizens. We should know. Why did you fly in 325,000 people in planes from their countries into cities without telling us who they are and where they're going? We have a right to know. And that says to me, Bob, and it's not a stretch. In fact, I would venture to say it's freaking true. They are trying to take down our country. That's not out of the question, Bob. You know that as well as I do.
Yes, and I appreciate your comment, Rob. And again, it's not something that's too extreme. What we tend to do too often is that when the left makes these assaults against us, and whatever they may be, we tend to respond. I think we have to be ahead of them. Thank
Amen.
You for listening.
Hey, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. Republican National Committee slapped Nevada Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar with a lawsuit saying that the state has impossibly high voter registration rolls. They just did this with Michigan, by the way. Yeah, yeah. More people registered than there are living there. Isn't that funny? It's not because they moved out. It's because this is how they do it. The lawsuit alleges the state of Nevada failing to maintain the requirements of the National Voter Registration Act, which mandates that voter rolls must keep clean and accurate voter registration records. Five of Nevada's 17 counties have overinflated their voter rolls, which say they indicate a violation of the NVRA. At least three Nevada counties have more registered voters than they have adult citizens over the age of 18. They filed a similar suit March 13th against Michigan. The lawsuit in Michigan alleged that the state is failing to comply with the NVRA, with the numerous counties allegedly inflated voter rolls. As of March 14th, the RNC had 79 election integrity lawsuits in 23 states. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Laura Trump. She is one of the heads of the RNC. This is what we've waited for. This is what we've been waiting a long, long time for. This is Rachel Campos Duffy. She went into AOC's district in Queens to see how things are going, because it looks like a third world country. You've got street vendors like you do in the barrios of Colombia, you know, setting up on the street, selling, you know, any that could be hot goods, could be whatever. Unlicensed food vendors, prostitutes. It's a third world hellhole, like Oakland, California, like San Diego is becoming, by the way. Listen to this.
So we're in Jackson Heights. This is the heart of AOC's congressional district. It's only 10 a.m., and already the street vendors are out. We're going to talk to some of the residents to see how this area is changing.
There's so much immigration now. There's so many Venezuelans, Ecuadorians, Mexicans that crossed over, you know, due to Biden.
Are you seeing crime? More crime?
Yeah, more crime. There's more crime going on. Robberies, a lot of crackheads.
After 7 p.m., you cannot walk around here.
In the corner, every, like, a week, you heard, like, somebody was killed, somebody was, like, beaten.
Está muy inseguro.
I feel very unsafe, truly. I've had three times someone try to assault me, try to pull my gold chain. I'm always with him and protecting him because the crime is so bad.
And you know, it's impossible to get a gun in New York City as a citizen. So you're at their mercy because you can't carry a gun. Meanwhile, an Obama-appointed judge just said that an illegal can get a gun. So they've let an army invade our country, and now some judge has decided that that army can get a gun without an ID. Are you kidding me?
Vendors, all the people selling stuff on the street, there's crimes, people getting robbed.
A lot of people doesn't want to come because they come with their families and they see that.
We see them around, but nobody does anything.
Now, the interesting thing also is that this Biden administration refuses to acknowledge the ungodly human toll of this. There are more than 100,000 children who disappeared. They're being given to sponsors without the sponsors being vetted. They're being sold into child sex slavery. And the Biden administration won't even acknowledge it. And over 100,000 Americans have died from fentanyl overdoses. Where are the ads? Where are the ads? This is your brain on drugs. Where's the don't say no? They aren't saying anything. Keep your powder dry, kids. Keep your powder dry. Honestly, that's what we got to do. You've got to be ready for this. And you've got to be unrelenting in your resolve to say no. Bleep no. Not going to take it. Done with it. Let them know we're not going to be governable. Bullcrap. Same way with New York. If Letitia James decides to take away one of Donald Trump's properties, boycott, divest New York. That's it. The host of Chicago's Thinking Outside the Box podcast took their cameras to the south side of Chicago. And there was a Karen there who got up there in front of the microphone and started complaining about all the illegals and all of that and the city being a sanctuary city. And then she was asked a question, and I thought it was really funny. Listen to this. It is really, really good.
We are a sanctuary city. We started being a sanctuary city back in 1980, which, of course, should have been changed a long time ago. Uh-huh. So they bring them in. You wonder where the money coming from. They taking it. The COVID fund that was here, that money. Mm-hmm. You talking about all the housing programs. Mm-hmm. So when people pay rents, all the rental programs, that money.
Oh, yeah.
All the programs that we have in the city of Chicago, they are bankrupting us. They are taking from all of these programs that we have, and they're taking the money, and they're funding the migrants.
Uh-huh.
Our taxpayers, we've already paid $32 million out of our taxes to house and take care of the migrants.
Unbelievable.
Thus far.
Yes.
Send them home.
Mm-hmm.
Send them back. But Venezuela already said, oh, we're not taking them back.
Mm-hmm.
So now.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, listen to this.
Who did you vote for?
First of all, I have no problem with saying that I did vote for Biden because I was not voting.
Okay.
I did.
This migrant influx.
Then you got nothing to complain about. This is Jim Gossett. There are terrorists coming across our southern border. Seriously.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, a Hezbollah terrorist was making his way.
Just happened the other day.
Into the U.S. to blow up something he and his buddies get in every day.
Mm-hmm.
How many like him are here in this nation? Thanks to Joe Biden, it's thousands or more. Terrorists crossing our border daily. There is no telling what they have in store.
Oh, I think there is.
Joe wants illegals as Democrat voters. He doesn't care if you or I die. He must be stopped or we are in danger. Re-elect Joe. Kiss this country goodbye.
We're not going to let that happen on our watch, are we? By the way, immigration judges dismissed deportation charges against 200,000 migrants under Joe Biden because the DHS failed to file the required paperwork before their court dates. The DHS failure to file thousands of notices to appear before scheduled hearing dates left courts without jurisdiction to handle deportation cases, so they get a stay. Alejandro Mayorkas needs to be impeached. Alejandro Mayorkas needs to stand before a jury or a military tribunal and spend the rest of his bloody life in jail. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. This is not an EV, and it never will be. Joe Biden is trying to crack down on gas cars. Joe Biden can stick it. Don't buy those crappy EVs. If you need one, your cute little, EV to drive to Whole Foods or whatever, get your arugula, go right ahead. But they will never be dump trucks. They will never be pickup trucks that are worth anything. How's that? Yeah, it's true. This I want to play this because this is Chicago Pastor Patrick Lowry the other day. And I said we've been divided for so long, blacks and whites and gays and straights and all this. And it's all been intentional. And I've never hated black people, and I would ask all of my black and brown brothers to come together because this is a glorious place to live, and I know we are. I know we are because we're realizing that the federal government is the enemy, the man is the enemy, the Democrat Party has always been the enemy. And people are just, they're so tired of being miserable that they're coming together to save the country. I want you to listen to some of the words of this man because it's pretty amazing.
We have to be Americans right now and stand up to the tyranny that we see that the Democratic Party is doing in our community. You're talking about our schools. You're talking about pedophiles, drug cartels, drugs here. You got immigrants killing people and shooting people and intimidating. This is not the American way of life. And I just think the American people need to stand up right now.
Sir.
push back and say no more to the Democrats, say no more to those who are stealing money and taking money, especially the black politicians and the black community across this country who will not stand up for the black community.
Yep.
Because if the black politicians stood up and answered the call and asked questions why and said no, that we will not have illegals here. If the black politicians said no, we're not going to have homosexuals and transgenders in our schools. It's up to the black politicians to stop this, but they haven't.
Nope.
So I'm telling black people across this country, we can no longer vote for the Democratic Party. Yeah. We can no longer sit back and let them allow them to destroy our community. We must make that change. And I'm suggesting that black people across the country watching this, that we stand up and put Donald Trump back into office, because when he was in office, we didn't see all of this. There was no inflation. There was no wars. There was no illegal immigrants in our country. Trump did what he needed to do to secure the borders. And now that the Democrats are in office, our whole country has gone to hell in a handbasket. And if the American people and patriots across this country, especially Christians, those who say they love God and Christ, if we don't stand together and become the body of Christ to stop the evil that we see, then we're going to lose this country.
That's what I said. I said, homeboys and hillbillies and Hebrews, we all got to come together to save our country. And this isn't necessarily about a Christian thing, because I want to include my Jewish brothers and sisters as well. And even those who aren't believers, even you agnostics who can't make up your mind. Straddle the fence. I know we can all come together. I really, really do. I know we can come together. And do it in joy, all right? Let's do it in joy. Let's do it in patriotism. What I'm going to do right here is I'm going to make fun of them. I'm going to bring them down. I'm going to deride them. I'm going to make like fools. I'm going to make them look like fools. And then I'm going to tell you about what's going on and maybe give you an idea, just because, you know, I got life experience and common sense. And I bust my ass every day to dig as much as I can for the show. But I think we've come together at this time. It's fortuitous, and there's a reason for it. And we're going to win. Yes, we are. All right? Very good. I think it's a good way to wrap up the show. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. That's going to do it for the show, guys. If you want to hear the podcast and share it with others, please go to your regular podcast platforms. Look up the Rob Carson Show or ask Alexa to play the Rob Carson Show. That's cool. In the meantime, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, God bless you. God bless America and Israel. We're going to win. Yes, we are. Until tomorrow, which is Friday, don't catch a stupid.